I'm too loud or not, and we'll just keep going. I thank God, Sister Carolyn, as she always made Lily, made her feel like she was part of Mount Zion. And I thank God for that. You never will pay for it. And you know, Brother Art was talking about, hey, getting up to heaven. You know what? Hey, I found out a few years ago I got a blood disorder. You know, I found out I'll never get rid of it. There's no cure. It's part of me. You know, if I don't take the treatments, hey, I'm going to die. It's as easy as that. Won't see 50. You know what, Brother Art? But in this blood disorder, there's only one relieving act that they can do, and that's I got to go every couple months and they drain some blood. That's the shedding of my blood is the only remission that I can get from my blood disorder. But I'm telling you, when I was 11 years old, April 5th, 1993, yes. I found out that I had a sin problem.
Yeah.
I found out that I was a stranger, an alien from the Commonwealth.
Bless you, Jack.
I found out that I was on the wrong side of God. Hey, there was nothing I could do. Hey, I've been to Sunday school, never missed a day. Hey, I could quote the verses. I could get you in the Bible drills. I could go on. You know what? I had him in my head, but I found out I didn't have him in my heart. Hey, this morning, if you're in a lost condition, hey, please don't push the Lord away. Hey, because I found out just as easy as I got that sin disease. Hey, there's nothing I can do to push it away. Hey, I thank God that through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood, hey, I could be made pure. I could be made perfect. Hey, I've got some ailments like everybody else does, but I can say like Brother Art, hey, one of these days it's all going to be gone.
Amen.
You know, Brother Miller, I know he's been struggling. We need to pray for him. Hey, but one day, Brother Miller, we're going to have to worry about liver enzymes. We ain't going to have to worry about them. Hey, I'm in the same boat you are, counting liver things. I can't make no sense of them either. Hey, but you know what I'm going to do? Just walk on with
the Lord. Amen.
So if you all like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll go just as long or as short as the Lord has, and we'll say it's been good to be in His house.
Amen.
You know, it'd be easy to say, hey, that we had a good singing. It'd be easy to say, hey, you know what, Brother Art preached by two or three times. Hey, why was up here? And that'd been good. Hey, but guess what? There's a burden this morning. Hey, and the gospel needs to go out. Y'all just keep turning there. And I kind of struggled with this, the message when the pastor called me and he said, you know, there's unfortunate something happened. He said, Brother Art, I ain't going to be able to preach. And he said, Lord's got it on my heart. And I said, man, I told Brother Art yesterday, man, that's some big shoes to fill. I love Brother Art and Sister Carolyn, and to stand here and the respect of God for that man of God and his family. I'm not worthy to stand here, hey, but guess what? Hey, I can't go off what my account. Thank the Lord, hey, I'm working on Jesus' righteousness right now. Hey, but this was a burden on my heart. I thought the Lord may bring it on the youth service, and I couldn't get away from it. Hey, but if y'all like to stand, I know we've been sitting for a little bit, even though we're in 1 Corinthians. That's not what text I'm going to be reading now. Hey, y'all just I'm going to read half a verse of the Old Testament. Hey, then we're going to go on. But y'all just listen. You're not going to find it. I'm going to read a verse out of 1 Samuel chapter 20. This will set the tone for the message, and I'll get out of the way. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, the last part of verse 3, David was talking to Saul's son Jonathan. And as he looked at him, he told him, and he says, as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. And I'd like to talk a little bit. Maybe the Lord allowed me to teach. Maybe the Lord allowed me to preach. Hey, on this step between me and death.
Wow.
And maybe encourage some church people. Maybe to live dangerous. Hey, we're going to let the Lord kind of explain that as we get into the preaching.
Amen.
But if y'all would, go with me in prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for the good, sweet spirit, Lord, that's in the building. God, we thank you and praise your name for the worship, God, that we're allowed to have with the McFarland family.
Yes.
We thank God for every one of them. But Lord, if you would, just for a second, Lord, for these next few minutes, God, if you'd hide me behind the cross, Lord, and set me aside. Lord, anoint me with that fresh oil, God, that I may speak the word
yes.
of truth, God, and spread the gospel this morning. God, if there's that soul, Lord, that doesn't know you as Savior, God, I hope the singing convict them, Lord. God, and prepare their hearts, Lord, to receive you this morning. God, if we've got Christians, Lord, not living the way they're supposed to, God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you convict us, Lord. Put us all in the message, God, Lord, and we'll give you the praise and honor, Lord, for everything that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said, I just took that half a verse, hey, just to say, as David said, hey, there's just but a step between me and death. Hey, why is that? Because he was living for the Lord.
Amen.
He was following what God had for him. Hey, and I'd like to tell us this morning as we get into our text verse, hey, y'all pray for me that I go just as long or as short as I'm supposed to. Hey, because when the preacher said, hey, maybe he goes for 5 hours, I think I got one that would go for 5 hours. I need the Lord to have his will to not weary anybody this morning. Hey, but in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10, the writer here is saying, I'm going to read the first 13 verses. He says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not very well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. And these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonishing, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, and that you may be able to bear it. Amen. As the Lord started to burden me with this message of what are we supposed to do, and this will set the tone by way of introduction into how these Old Testament examples should encourage us how to live our life. Thank you, buddy. And I started reading here in verse 1 again. Moreover, that I would not that you should be ignorant. You guys know I encourage our young people and our church people, hey, to read the Bible. Had a guy tell me this last week, hey, that he doesn't even touch the Old Testament in his Bible because none of that means anything. He says, you only read New Testament. And he said, I really don't read nothing but Jesus. Hey, that'd be good if we read a bunch of Jesus. Right. Hey, but guess what? We can't throw out this Old Testament.
Right.
Hey, what are they? Just as this says here, hey, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Church, this morning, I would not that we be ignorant, hey, about what happened in the past.
Yeah,
hey, these spiritual forefathers, hey, Christian, that paved the way, they're ensamples and examples on how that we should live our life. Hey, this definition of ensample just means a pattern or a model for imitation.
Yeah,
hey, I need to read these Old Testament. Old Testament saints will show us how to live our life and give us a pattern to follow. Why? Because there may be something to take out of
there.
There may be something, Sister Tammy, that I need to add to my life, or there may be warnings on what I need to take away. Hey, but we need to realize we've got patterns we need to follow.
Amen.
And this word example, and I started to give the example, but John 13:15, Jesus just looks and says, I've given you an example that ye should do as
right.
I have done to you.
Right.
Hey, Jesus gave us that. He is the man.
Amen.
We're Christians, and we say we're Christians because we follow Christ.
Right.
Hey, but as Paul says, I wouldn't have you ignorant. I'm wondering how many of us ain't ever read the Gospels, how we live in a gospel life and following Christ, and we have no idea how Christ lived. Hey, we go by what we think the church is.
Right.
Hey, we need to stop worrying about the church, start worrying about the Father.
Amen.
Hey, we need to stop worrying about all these laws and start worrying about what grace says.
Amen.
Hey, because grace is a whole lot harder to follow than the law is. Hey, that law says just don't commit adultery, so all you got to do as a husband is just don't go cheat on your wife. But Jesus says, if you've looked at her with lust in your heart, you've committed it already.
Amen.
All the law says is thou shalt not kill. So just as long as I keep my bullets in my gun, I don't have to worry about it. Hey, but the New Testament tells me if I look on my brother with hate in my heart, I've killed him already.
Amen.
Hey, this grace is a lot stricter than the law.
Amen.
Hey, but we're ignorant in the word as a whole. Hey, I want to encourage you this morning, church, to get inside your Bible.
Amen.
Then we started to read read, and he said, hey, all of our fathers were under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. This is referring to Moses and how God delivered again. Amen. He brought them straight out, took them straight through the sea. Why? Yeah. He had that cloud during the day, and that pillar of fire at night. What'd he do? He sheltered the church. Hey, when we look back at what in samples on how we're supposed to live our life, we're supposed to let the Lord be the cloud in the day, yeah, and we're supposed to let him be that pillar of fire at night. Hey, our hope ain't in us, it's in him.
Exactly.
Hey, church, we've gotten away from our first love, and we need to return back into him. Hey, why? Because if we're not doing it the Bible way, hey, we're just setting up clubs and organizations around the United States.
Yeah,
hey, we need the Lord now more than we've ever needed him.
Right.
As we're looking at homecoming, and we thank God for some of the ones we ain't seen in a while. And as Sister Carolyn testified, hey, it's good to be able to come home. Hey, we need to look backwards in our rearview mirror, hey, and find out just how did they make it? Hey, let's look at some of these in samples.
Yeah.
You know, he gave them a warning here, and I promise you, this ain't a beat 'em up message. Hey, but we got to touch it before we get on to where we're going. He looked down and he said, hey, they did all drink of that same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock, hey, that followed them. Hey, the Lord was the one following them. The Lord was the one protecting them. Hey, the Lord was the rock. And Moses struck it the first time, and then he was supposed to just speak to it. Hey, why? Because he was only stricken one time.
Wow.
Hey, that plan of salvation. Hey, the Lord sustained them. Hey, church, we're propping too much on ourselves this morning. We're putting too much trust in the United States government that's going to let us down. We're worried in Social Security and our pension plans. My pension plan ain't going to be there. I don't even plan on it. Hey, she's going dry right now. Hey, but what are we supposed to be doing? Putting our hope and trust in the Lord. Hey, not in man. And we see that's the end sample that was given us. But there was a warning put out before we get to talking to the rest of the church. Hey, now there were these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. How do we know lust is going on now? Because it was going on then.
Amen.
Hey, they didn't have cable TV. Hey, they didn't have satellite TV and smartphones. Hey, Logan, they still found a way to lust after something. How'd they live? In lust?
Amen.
How do I know? Because we was warned about it. Then we keep on going. Don't be idolaters. Don't set things up like your cell phone or your organization.
Right.
Hey, Noah, if your football team is what you're setting yourself on, it'll turn into an idol that fast right there.
Sir.
Hey, church, we've got to watch out. Hey, because as the church as a whole, we've allowed these false idols to creep in.
Yeah,
hey, I thank God I felt the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost in this singing. Hey, but I guess I've never had to ask Brother Art, hey, did you need a smoke machine and a light bar? Hey, to let the Lord move? Hey, watch out, church. Hey, you better take heed lest we fall. Hey, a lot of good churches have fallen into idolatry because they went away from the old way and they brought up the concerts and they forgot to worship.
Yeah,
hey, you better look at them in samples in the past. And he keeps going, neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed fornication. Hey, church, why do we have to have this preached? Because we have to have a reminder.
Amen.
Hey, why? Because they sat there and saw the very fire pillar of God at night. And they saw the very cloud. They stood and looked at the Red Sea be departed with the power of God. These aren't the people that heard about it. These aren't their grandkids. These are the ones that saw God deliver again.
Amen.
And they still fell away. Church, if they can fall away under the very shepherding and leadership of Moses, hey, we got trouble this afternoon.
Amen.
Hey, because if they can fall, we can.
Amen.
Hey, but what do we need to do? We need to look at their examples. And we need to take their patterns and put them inside of our life.
Amen.
And live by them. Hey, why? Because it's from the very inspired Word of God. Hey, I'm sick and tired of hybrid dispensation. This is that one. This is that one. Had a guy tell me I could take the book of James out of my Bible and don't even read it. Because it says to the 12 tribes of Israel which are scattered abroad. Hey, guess what? That letter may not have been written to me. Hey, but it was written for me. And I can glean from every single word in this book.
Right.
Or we're warned in here about lust and idolatry. And about, it said, they sat down to eat and they rose up to play. Hey, why does this have to be preached? Why did Paul have to write it? Hey, because church, we're too familiar with playing.
Yeah,
hey, I thank God for the opportunity to take my teenagers canoeing. Hey, I thank God for the opportunity and the fellowship that we had. Man, we had some good stories. Man, hopefully we got stuff we could talk about for a while. Hey, but guess what? None of us acted like we was at church. Hey, the church was going out and fellowshipping and doing stuff together, but none of us are separating the preaching of the Word of God and the worship of the Word of God. Hey, we better watch out because these people rose up to play.
Amen.
Then that he warned us about committing fornication and tempting and murmuring. Hey man, I gotta ask God to forgive me for murmuring all the time because, hey, I guess I'm just a natural complainer when it comes down to it. Hey, but why do I gotta catch myself when I do it? Hey, it destroyed them. I don't want it destroying me.
Yeah, man.
I was wondering as we're looking at the shape of our church, and I'd like to just hopefully I'm preaching to the church right now. Maybe, Lord, give me another 5-10 minutes and to preach it for church for just a little bit. And that's myself too. I got to take the whooping before I can ever stand up in here and deliver it to somebody else. Hey, but there's a burden on the church being what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Hey, it seemed like years back, hey, the church was in its rightful place, but we've let it slip. Hey, my generation is letting it slip. Thank God to see some middle-aged. Yeah. Hey, you know, thank God, Brother Art got 4 generations. Bless my heart when the young ones got up here. Man, that's good to see because you don't see it much more.
No.
Hey, why? Because we've let this slip. We've let it get away from us. You know, it made me think about Ezekiel chapter 16. You know, we love to preach against the homosexual. We love it. Oh, man, just get up in there and just put your feet square down and preach right at them. Hey, but guess what? We don't preach about the drunk.
Right.
Hey, we don't preach about the guy who goes home and beats his wife.
Right.
Hey, we don't preach about the one that sounds like a sailor. Hey, we don't preach about that other stuff.
Right.
Hey, but the Lord tells us in Ezekiel, through Ezekiel 16:49, he says, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her, and was in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty, and committed abominations, and before, therefore I took them away as I saw good.
Right.
Hey, before we get into the encouraging part, we've got to acknowledge the negative part. We've got to now acknowledge the condition of the church
Amen.
In the United States of America. They tell us through the international reports and through the voice of the martyrs, hey, that there is now more Christian persecution across the globe in 2019 than there's been in the history of the world.
Right.
We like to look back and think about the Roman Empire and what the Romans did and, hey, maybe what the Greeks did when they laid them waste. Hey, and then we like to think about the Catholic Inquisition and our Baptist forefathers that was slit open and burned on crosses. Hey, but guess what? Today in 2019, we've got more of my brothers and sisters, hey, being killed by the devil, hey, than's ever happened. And you can't even tell it by our church houses. Hey, we don't even want to hear the word foreign missions. Hey, we don't even want to hear about helping our brothers and sisters. Hey, guess what? We're praying right now on 1, if not 2 missionaries. And I'm just going to get this little rabbit and I'm going to throw it back on you because you're the pastor. Hey, but if you've got Satan built up in your heart and you ain't got love for our brothers and sisters across the ocean, God help you, you have the will of God, better get on the altar and get straight. Hey, why? Because there's a battle going on.
Amen.
He says, I took them away as I saw good. The only thing that's made the United States what it is we put God first and His protecting hand has been over top of us.
Right.
But we pushed Him away and pushed Him away. Hey, when that hand leaves, He'll see good to take us away.
Amen.
If He'll let His own purchase a chosen seed go, He'll let us go. If He'll let Israel fall into Babylon, hey, He may turn us into Babylon.
Amen.
But what do we got to do? Hey, we got to trust in the Lord and we got to look and see how these Old Testament saints and these New Testament saints lived. And we got to let Him come into our life.
Amen.
I'm going to go through this real quick. Hey, that introduction might have been a little long here. Hey, but as I read, as David said, hey, there's but a step between me and death. Hey, we can look at David and we can see how he lived his life. You know what? Even when he failed, we can see how he lived his life.
Right.
And I'd like to encourage us this morning, church. Hey, maybe if you just give me 5 or 10 more minutes to talk to the church, maybe we can see. Hey, as I don't really title messages too much. Hey, but if I could, this one slogan that I ain't been able to get away from is live dangerous. Now, we're going to get into living dangerously here in a little bit in our close. Hey, but I'd like to encourage the church to start living dangerous. We've set up here and we took our ease. I can imagine as Brother Art showed up yesterday and he had his RV with him. And he said, they ain't going to let me drive it. You know, we're too close this time. But I'll tell you what, hey, it gets a little dangerous on them highways. It'd be real easy for Satan to get in Brother Art and Sister Carolyn's ear and say, you know what, you guys have run many more miles from the Lord. Lord and you're supposed to. Hey, won't you just eat and get up and play and just enjoy your retirement? Hey, but guess what? Hey, preacher, you stay on that fight just as long as you can. Sister Carolyn, you bless my heart so much. I love hearing you sing. I know I'm going to speak for everybody else. Hey, you got to keep on for the Lord. Yeah. Hey, even when they tell us to sit down, hey, we got to follow him and go on. Yeah, but I'd like to encourage us, church, hey, to stay dangerous. Live dangerous, just like David. If we go through real quick, just a little bit, he's the one who said in 1 Samuel 20, verse 3, there's but just a step between me and death. Hey, I'd like to tell you, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, and you're lost, and you're going to hell, that same step is between you and death. Yeah, so let's not just say, well, the church people's getting hit right now. Let's sit back. Lord's got something for all of us. Hey, this same one, when he was a teenage boy, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29, he looked out and he saw Goliath. And he was running his mouth against the God of Israel. He was running Jehovah down. And you know what? Hey, the rest of the church was sitting on their hands. The rest of the church was afraid to step out. Right. And what'd he do? He said, is there not a cause? I'd like to ask this church this morning, is there not a cause? Yeah. Are we willing to just accept, hey, that our lost loved ones are slipping out into hell and we're not willing to stand up and fight for them? Hey, are we just willing to accept that the church is persecuted every day? Is there not a cause for us, church? Hey, and then I see, hey, if we're going to live dangerous like David, there was 3 points under David, is we need to live like David in the battle.
Yeah, man.
He said, is there not a cause? And then he told old King Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight. Yeah. I'm asking you, do we have any Christians here this morning that see the battle raging and is tired of sitting on the sidelines and say, hey, I'll be the one to go and fight for you? Is there any Christian this morning that'll purpose inside of their heart that they're tired of defiling themselves with the king's meat and they're ready to get up and get in the battle? Because David did. I see here, he told old Goliath, and he said, the Lord delivered me. He told him to King Saul, the Lord delivered me. Hey, out of the hand of that lion, and out of the hand of that bear. Hey, I'd like to encourage our young people in here. Hey, start fighting the battles. Hey, you might be in school. Hey, you may be afraid to witness for the Lord on the school bus. Hey, but guess what? Hey, them battles that you're winning today, they'll lead you to victory tomorrow. Hey, why? He got to learn how to fight when he was young. And then as he turned into a teenager, he was ready to put it in action. Hey, let's live like David in this battle. And then the Bible says in 1 Samuel in chapter 17, verse 48, then after everything got ready, hey, the Bible says that David hastened and he ran toward the army. Do we have any church members this morning tired of watching brothers and sisters on the fire line? Hey, and they're weary because they don't have anybody to take their spot. Hey, we got preachers right now. Hey, if the Lord saw fit to send me to one, I'd go. Hey, maybe he will one day. Hey, but we've got a lot of preachers. All preachers been on the fire line for years and years. Where's the younger generation that's going to take their spot? Hey, it seems like we see the battle and we see the army, but ain't none of us getting ready and hastening to run towards it. I'd like to ask us, church, hey, are we ready to get into this battle? Hey, and live dangerous like David did.
Amen.
Second thing I'd like to point out about David is, are we ready to live dangerous like David in his service? He wasn't just some part-time in and out Christian. Hey, I can preach on Sunday morning Christians because I was one. And I can look back and say I left convicted many times. And I'll look at the preacher because it's easier. Hey, because he'll just tell me if I'm any mad. And I'd rather have that instead of run me through the phone ministry. Hey, but look right here and say, I'd rather be full on. And when I was just coming on Sunday morning, and I know where we are, and I'm not trying to hurt nobody.
Right.
But we're not living fulfilled lives.
Right.
We're not getting everything that we've got out of it. You know, Brother Marks had a van full of kids. You know, I've heard of some of them, man, youth retreat's over. Man, the longer we go, they start dropping out. Why? Because they're like, well, we was here just to have fun. Hey, but guess what? We got to have this service.
Right.
Hey, we got to be here when the doors are open, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Right.
And now 1 Samuel 24, verse 10. Old David, he was running from Saul, and he says, I will not put forth my hand, hey, against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Hey, we need to live like David. Hey, Saul was trying to kill him. Hey, most people would say, hey, man, that person's been running against you. They've been running their mouth at you. Man, won't you just go blow them up? Hey, won't you start shooting back at them? Hey, the Bible tells us David was after God's own heart. Hey, we need to have that heart.
Amen.
Second thing I see by looking at David is in his service is 2 Samuel 7, verse 2. He says, he said, I dwell in the house of cedar. Hey, but the ark of God dwelleth in curtains. And he said, I want to build my God a temple. Hey, how many of us, hey, have lost the respect for the house of God this morning? Hey, how many of us have gotten that out of our service?
Right.
Third thing I see is live dangerous like David in failure. Hey, we could look him up and prop him in Christian. We can learn a lot from him, the way he lived. Hey, the way he served his king, the way he lived when he became king. But when he fell, hey, we need to be like David.
Amen.
Hey, why? Because in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 8, hey, he numbered the children of Israel and he wasn't supposed to. Hey, but what happened? He said, I've sinned greatly. I've done very foolishly. In 1 Chronicles 21, verse 13, when his judgment was pronounced against him,
right.
And he said, let my judgment not fall into man's hands, but let's put it in the Lord's. Hey, we need to trust the Lord when we're doing good.
Absolutely.
We need to trust the Lord when we're doing bad.
Absolutely.
Next person, these will go real quick and we're going to get to the close. Hey, but we need to pray dangerous like Daniel. This should be pretty common stories. We won't have you turn and go through them. Hey, but we learned a few things like Daniel. In chapter 6, the Bible tells us that his enemies said, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. I'd like to encourage us this morning, church, put this Bible where it's supposed to be. Hey, why? Hey, because when our enemies are looking for occasion, the only fault they should find is we're not willing to bow. Hey, we're not willing to bend on the Word of God. The problem is we're compromising and we're selling out. I know this ain't popular. This ain't a shouting down, Pastor. Hey, but this is what the Lord gave me to give. Hey, we need to pray like Daniel. Hey, we're not praying, church. Hey, we don't pray like we're supposed to from me to the back. Hey, we got to get back to it. Hey, why? Because that's what moves God. Hey, that's what helps us make that intercession for us and our family and the land. Hey, we need to pray like him. Hey, Daniel tells us all this in chapter 3. Hey, Daniel chapter 6. He says that now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went and opened his door and he prayed.
Yeah.
How many of us, if the United States of America, and they've about tried to outlaw Christianity anyways, how many of us would let that, hey, just hide and say, well, it's not God's will for all of us to go to jail for it.
Right.
Hey, church, persecution is coming. Hey, it's already to outside the United States, and it's coming here. Hey, we're going to have to be ready to stand just like Daniel was.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible says that now not only did after he knew that it was signed, that they said it was illegal to pray, he went right to his window and he prayed toward Jerusalem 3 times a day. Why? Because that's where the temple was. Hey, this wasn't New Testament. God dwelt in that little box inside of that temple. Hey, that's where God was and that's where Daniel knew. Hey, church, we got to remember where God is and we got to get our head pointed towards him.
Amen.
The next person, just like to mention real quick, is Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, if we're going to live dangerous in this world, hey, we need to stand dangerous like these three Hebrew boys. Hey, they went ahead and they got the proclamation. You're going to have to bow your knee and you're going to have to worship this God. And what they say, hey, we're not going to do it. We're not going to bend. Hey, guess what? The rest of the church did.
Yep.
Hey, there was only three of them. We don't even know where Daniel was at this time. Who knows? Maybe he was bowing too. We don't even know. We just know that these three boys said, we're not doing it. Made the king mad, got drunk before him. And he said, I'm going to let you know this. Hey, our God's able to deliver us from this fire.
Yeah,
and even if he ain't, we're not serving you anyways.
Right.
Hey, Islam's on the rise. Hey, there's more converts to Islam. And we're important to men here every day. Hey, I don't have anything against immigration. But I tell you what, if the church would give them Jesus Christ and the church would live like they're supposed to, we can convert every single one of these Muslims to Christians. Because they know they serve a dead God. They know their God doesn't have any power. Hey, we need to get off our butts and get out into the field. They're wide unto harvest. And we need to shed this gospel and put it all over them.
Yeah, man.
Why? Because that might take a little bit of living dangerously, just like these Old Testament saints did. As the song was sung this morning, hey, when they put them in there, hey, they might have been standing, they might have been bound, but when they threw them in the fire, hey, they was walking around.
Yeah.
Hey, the chains was off of them.
Yeah.
Hey, and they said that fourth man was likened to the Son of God. Hey, I want to challenge you, church, to start living a little bit dangerous. Get out of our comfort zone for the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, why? Because this sin, don't tell nobody, ain't working. That's for me on back.
Yeah.
Us not doing anything ain't working. We're going to have to get out here and live like these Old Testament saints did. Last thing I'd like to speak on to the church, and then maybe we'll get on to something else. Hey, is we need to stay dangerous like Paul. I could go on Paul and preach on Paul for probably 4 hours just alone, but he sums it up for himself in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and in verse 23. I'll start reading, and he said, "They are ministers of Christ. I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. At night and a day I've been in the deep. Hey, in journeys often. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness. In painfulness. In watchings often. In hunger and thirst. In fastings often. In cold and nakedness. Besides these things that are without, which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." Hey, we need to stay dangerous like Paul.
Amen.
Why? Because we got a mission. Hey, we've got a duty. Paul says, "I'm indebted to the barbarian."
Right.
Hey, I'm indebted to the Greek. I'm indebted to the Jew.
Yep.
I'm indebted to all of them. Why? Hey, because death, hey, has passed upon all men for
Amen.
All have sinned. One man's sin came into this world. Hey, why am I indebted to him? Because I've got the gift that the Lord wants to give him. I want to encourage us, church. Hey, and then in the last verse here, he says, "And through a window in a basket, I was let down by a wall and escaped his hands."
Amen.
Why? Because the king was after him.
Amen.
Church, we got to stay dangerous in this time. Hey, we got to be looking out for our brothers. Hey, why? Hey, because we need to tell the Lord. We need to tell the world about the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, we need to spread this gospel. But the last thing I'd like to say, Pastor, I'm winding up. I'm going to close. But this last part about living, hey, is the most important thing this morning. We talked about living dangerous. We're supposed to be living dangerous. Why? Because the world looks at it, they don't understand. You know, I could go ahead, I could read all of Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, hey, they was cut down. Hey, but verse 38 says, "Of whom the world was not even worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." What was the promise? The promise was Jesus Christ. And as I go ahead and I close, it's a warning to not live dangerously. Because the definition between dangerous and dangerously is two different things. The definition of dangerous means to do something risky, especially on a habitual basis. I'd like to warn you this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're living dangerously. Just as David said, there's one step between me and hell. Hey, we're one. Our next breath may not be coming.
Right.
We don't know when the Lord's going to come back and get his church. We don't know when he's going to come get his own.
Right.
Hey, we don't know when that day comes. But we have to be ready for it.
Amen.
This living dangerously without the Lord. I have to warn you this morning. Book of Romans tells us, hey, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:12 says, "Death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." I've got some bad news this morning. Every single one of us are sinners.
Right.
Not one of us can do good. Not one of us can make a way. Hey, it takes 100% perfection to see God.
Right.
The Bible says our sin separates us from the very presence.
Amen.
Hey, I've got bad news this morning. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you're living dangerously. You're one step away from slipping off into eternity lost, and in that being the devil's hell. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Hey, there's a temporary holding cell that's called hell. It's located in the center of this earth. Hey, the Old Testament prophet told us that hell has had to enlarge her borders because it wasn't made to handle, hey, what it was getting filled up with. The Bible tells us that was a cage, hey, that was made for Satan and his fallen angels, and it was never God's plan for one of us to slip off into that.
Right.
Say, hey, you know what? Hey, this part right here, preacher, sometimes it makes people mad.
Right.
Hey, but guess what? I'm indebted to give this message this morning.
Man.
Hey, if you don't know the Lord, I got no way to sugarcoat it. I got no way to build it up, Christian. Hey, but if you leave this world without knowing Jesus Christ, you're going to die and go to this hell. Hey, I got some more bad news for you. Hey, when all of a sudden the Bible says this earth is going to go away, hey, all of a sudden this earth we're standing on will be no more. Hey, guests say, well, wait, that's good. I'll just sit in hell when that happens. Hey, the Bible tells us in Revelation, hey, the death and hell was cast into the eternal lake of fire.
Right.
Hey, where, hey, there's going to be eternal separation from God.
Right.
There's going to be darkness. Hey, eternal punishment. I can't impress it this morning how bad it is to live dangerously with your soul. Hey, Jesus said, what would a man give in exchange for his old soul? Hey, what would you trade for it? Hey, this life that we're living this morning that's keeping us away from God, it's not worth it. But the good news is, hey, through the disobedience of that one, hey, come down. Hey, but through the obedience of one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hey, through Jesus coming down. Hey, I've said it 100 times, I'll say it 100 more. Hey, we got the present at Christmas, but we opened it up at Easter.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the gift. Hey, but we got to receive the gift.
Yeah.
Just like we read there in Hebrews chapter 11. Hey, they saw it all. Hey, but they didn't receive it. Hey, the good news this morning is you can receive it.
Amen.
I'd like to ask you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, hey, are you tired of living dangerously? That definition to do something risky, especially on a habitual basis. Hey, we don't have to tell somebody that bottle gets old. Hey, that marijuana gets old. How do I know? That's why there's heroin. That's why there's everything else. Hey, because Satan's always got a temptation. Hey, there's always a stronger drug. There's always a stronger pill. There's always a bigger needle. Hey, we know for a fact, lost person, sinner friend this morning. Hey, we know for a fact, hey, that you can't fill that hole. We know that you're trying and you're searching, but you can't find the peace. I'm asking you this morning, would you stop living dangerously? Would you lay it down? Say, wait a second, preacher. You've told me that I was a sinner. Hey, you've told me that I couldn't do anything about it anyways. Now you told me about Jesus. Hey, what do I do now? Hey, the Bible says, hey, that salvation is repentance towards God and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Hey, what do I do? Hey, you don't have to come up here. I'd recommend it. Hey, I'd just make the devil mad, take one step towards these altars. Hey, what do I do? Get up here, repent of your sin.
Yeah,
hey, I'd say, but wait a second, Tammy. How can I even pray? Because Jesus Christ laid his life down.
Man.
Hey, third day, rose again, and he's standing seated right at the right hand of the Father making intercession. How can my prayer even get there? Hey, because the Bible says it gives us power to become the sons of God.
Yeah,
I'm asking you this morning, Pastor, if you go ahead and you make your way up, I'm going to hand it to you for the rest of the way to close. Hey, but my warning is, church, if we're not living the way we're supposed to, hey, just like a sinner knows, hey, when they're not living like they're supposed to, hey, we know the Christian knows when he's not living like he's supposed to. Brother Mark and this van full of kids coming from away, hey, guess what? I know a bunch of people at Lebanon Correctional are going over and joining up with Islam because they told me, I've lived my life in church and I've never seen anything worth doing. They go ahead and Muslims tell them, go blow yourself up and God will reward you. Hey, they've been out there, the Jehovah's Witness knock on her door. Hey, Baptists don't knock on doors no more. Hey, that's why the Jehovah's Witness church is growing at a higher rate than the Baptist church is. Hey, these people are looking for something. Church, we're not giving it. We're not doing what we're supposed to. And God says, I want to help them. We're going to have to go. And lost friend this morning, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, why would you put him off?
Right.
Why would you take the risk, hey, that wheel falls off that car on the way home? Hey, why would you take the risk that the Lord comes back before tonight? Hey, and then you'll find yourself in eternal separation. You'll find yourself in hell's fire.
Amen.
Would you accept the Lord? Church member, would you get where you're supposed to be?